at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
Hi, it's Christopher Gumby with Think Bold, Be Bold. As always, here with my awesome co-host, Alan Witch is in the house. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, it's going great, Chris. Thanks for that wonderful introduction from my wonderful host. How's it going with you? Good day today?
Doing well. You know why we do this show, right? We just like to hear each other give compliments back and forth about how much we love to do what we do. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to it, but it's funny nonetheless. And I enjoy it. You make me feel good, brother.
Absolutely. Likewise. Highlight of my day.
Right?
I mean, why not, right?
Well, for sure. I believe in, you know, that philosophy. Philosophy? Yeah.
Well, we do make up our own words on this show.
Well, listen, I saw a post the other day. If speaking kindly to plants helps them grow, imagine what speaking kindly to humans can do.
There you go. Very profound. Very real.
Right?
I talk to my plants. Sometimes they talk back. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I do agree with the statement.
Oh, there you go.
I think our guest is concerned about our banter now.
Oh, that's okay. She'll get right into it, and she's going to be a great guest. I'm excited because I love what they're doing. I love the philosophy of their business. I love how they came together. I love how they work. It's just a lot of loves there. But I think, you know, that's an important aspect to building a business that you can be passionate about, is loving what you do. And, you know, for our audience listening in, you're going to, you know, hear a lot of the passion and how this happened and what's going on. And better yet, how you can, you know, possibly take advantage of, you know, working remote and getting involved in all the things that our guests will talk about today. Alan, why don't we just get this show on the road?
Let's do that. Great guest today. I love the diversity that we are privileged to have on our show, and today's guest is no exception. They create a unique culture for leaders of companies by working remotely, by providing adventure and impact and services and events remotely. And so, you know, well, why is that important? Well, it's important because in our social, you know, arenas today, there are companies that are remote. Everybody in the company is remote. They don't have the ability to walk down the aisle there and talk to a neighbor in a cubicle. They can't knock on their buddy's, you know, office door and talk about, you know, what's happening during the day or the questions or the challenges or the opportunities that might be facing their company. They live in oftentimes in remote parts of countries and in different continents. And so they don't have that, as nice as that is, the ability to be able to work with anybody, any place, anywhere, anytime. They don't have the benefit of the eyeball to eyeball, the benefit of the human touch. And there are a lot of companies out there that have started their business this way. The downfall of that is they don't have the camaraderie. They don't have that ability to be able to create a team. You know, that mentality, because they're not together. So what does our co-founder today do? Well, their company is also remote. they are, everybody in their company works in a different part of the country or in a different country. So they really truly understand the process. And I would guess to say maybe a challenge that remote companies go through, and they provide that bond. They provide that unique connection experience that I think is going to be something extremely popular. It's already popular now, but I think it's really going to explode here the next 4 or 5 years because of the quantity of remote companies all across the globe. So without further ado, Summer Weirich, co-founder, director of events at Rebel and Connect.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show. You guys are awesome. I'm very excited to be on this show with y'all. Might as well just jump right into things.
Yeah, for sure, and I love what you guys are doing. So let's bring everybody up to speed, Summer. I always like to open up with, how'd you get to where you are today? You know, what was that journey? And how do you solve your clients' problems? Because I think that today, that's the big thing. You know, that always should be the consideration, is helping people solve their problems. And I love what you guys are doing. So let's just start there, and then we'll get into some questions that come from our discussion today.
Certainly. So I mean, I've just been, my whole life, I've loved helping people, whether that means volunteering somewhere or having it be part of my job, or even just talking to the person that I run into on the street and, you know, helping them make their day better. I've always loved helping people. I've always loved making a difference and being impactful in all of the space around me. And I've always been extremely spontaneous. Even though obviously I am a great event planner, I am by nature spontaneous, so I have to actually, believe it or not, plan even harder to be spontaneous. it's very wonderful to be able to be a remote worker, and I love that I can work, you know, as an event planner, typically you're working either on the computer or you're working at an event. So it's kind of a combination of working remotely and working in very specific spaces. And Charlie and Rachel are my other co-founders. We started Rebel and Connect officially last May, so it's not quite been a year. You know, we got together in middle of March, but we officially became an LLC on May 31st of 2016. So we're coming up on our official birthday. And you know,
happy birthday coming. Yes.
And my real birthday, my 30th birthday, is actually 11 days before that. So lots of fun coming up here.
Oh, we got nice. I love it.
We encourage remote leaders to create cultures of meaning, as you mentioned, Alan. And you know, the way we do that is by cultivating rebellion, harmony, adventure, impact, and connection through our custom retreats. And we know how important it is to actually get the team together in real time, because a lot of people, as you mentioned, don't have the physical water cooler time with each other. They don't have the interaction of having the ability to go out to happy hour together, of, you know, having a Christmas party as one of the regular things that they do as a company. So it's very important to get people together so that you can not only enhance the culture of meaning on your team, but really build relationships in real time with the other people that you work with.
I totally agree. And I just wanted to jump in real quick and say that, you know, Chris and I are like probably, you know, a pair of the ideal people that you cater to. We've only seen each other, I think, what, 2 or 3 times in the history of our career together. So I totally understand. Yeah. I can totally relate to what's going on. And I've yet to meet anybody that really addresses that, and you guys do. So kudos, hats off. Thank you for selfish respect.
And our team, as you mentioned, is also remote as well. I'm currently down in Silverton, Colorado, which is southwestern side, right by the Four Corners, kind of. I'm in the mountains on a 2-week trip, working and playing down here and enjoying the snow, and at the same time getting everything done that needs to be done for business. And Rachel's based in Atlanta, and Charlie is based in New Jersey near Atlantic City.
Oh, wow. It's so funny. Alan is correct. We definitely, haven't seen each other more than five times in all the times we've been working. However, he's often at the grocery store with me. He's often, around when I'm taking care of my boys and, hearing everything that's going on. And in fact, we joke and we laugh, but, I grew up with Star Trek and we, looked at way back then, imagine being able to see each other while we're talking, distance away. And here today we have that, amazing opportunity, whether it's through Facebook Live or, directly on FaceTime. If you have an iPhone and I think there's other systems out there that you can see each other, Skype and all the other things. But isn't that just amazing? And, we laugh a lot because I often, like I said, joke and I feel like I need to bring my GoPro and, attach it to my head and then have Alan's face taped to my my chest and we can just walk around and have conversations with lots of people and have them see Alan, in real time on my iPhone. So wouldn't that be something? But is life going that direction, Summer? What do you see out there in the industry from your perspective of clients coming to you and saying, hey, love what you guys are doing, how do we do it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of really positive responses, as you can identify with people who do work in a remote work environment, do have the need to connect with people in real time. And one of our other main, main values is that we believe in collaboration over competition. I actually see a lot of companies moving towards that model, and I think it's very important because when you work together, you can really accomplish so much more than if you work alone. So we have a bunch of network providers, and that list is, constantly growing, which are people that we work together with, whether it is having them on as a podcast guest and somebody that's doing a live training. Also, they'll be featured as a guest expert in our Facebook group, which is open to the public. And we also have people that we're putting together a products page that's going to be in beta pretty soon here. So anybody that has anything from, chocolate to flip-flops that they would wanted to put into the product marketplace, and we'll especially be highlighting people that have a social giving aspect as well. Looking for people who want to collaborate, who want to figure out the best way to work together, and what that really takes is connecting on and having a conversation, because some people will come to me and say, what does it look like? Tell me how you collaborate with people. And I'm like, we don't tell people how to collaborate, because it just really depends on what it is that you offer, what we offer, what we can figure out together as a team, mm-hmm. and so we can be the best that we can be for everybody in our network. So it's something that it looks different for everybody.
I love that. And, I have business advisors, coaches myself, and, a lot of things we talk about is co-production. Versus expectations, especially in, affiliates or referrals and things of that nature. So I love what you guys are doing, from a collaborative standpoint to figure out and have that discussion of what would work best for both of us on each side and, come to the conclusion of co-producing something that you can offer up, in that environment. I love that. That's quite awesome. Alan.
Yeah.
You get the head clear now. You got some questions for Summer?
Who, me?
Welcome back, Alan.
I'm listening and looking back at Summer when I was your age and the lack of connectivity that we just didn't have it. So I didn't grow up in an environment where, pardon me, we could actually have this kind of interaction, and you probably have only been in an environment where it's been this way. And so I guess, because you're so well, depth and breadth on what's happening in the communities and with companies around the world, What kind of reception are some of the older companies out there that you're experiencing? They know they're going to have to integrate. They know they're going to have to do some things remotely. They know in order to stay competitive in their marketplace, they're going to have to, you know, find companies and associates and team members and such that aren't in their backyard, that are remotely. Are they being resistant to this new change, or is it being a welcome change in the communities?
Honestly, it's kind of a combination. What is welcomed about it, it's much cheaper for companies to have remote workers. It saves them a lot of overhead. It also saves the actual workers, the remote workers, money as well. They save $7,000 per year or more on housing just because of their location flexibility. People that work remotely only half-time save between $2,000 and $6,500 a year, and that's gas, clothing, parking, food, etc. Also, the workers are, when your workers are happier, they produce better work. Remote workers, they get more time with their family because they're not spending that time commuting. About 2 to 3 work weeks a year is how much time is spent on the commute on average. So they get back 2 to 3 work weeks to spend with their loved ones, whether it be children, lovers, dogs, cats, whoever that may be. Even if they want to have more alone time, whatever it is, they have that additional time to relax or to play or whatever it may be. And then the business owners, having remote workers on their team, they actually can choose from a bigger pool. They're not limited to whoever lives in their area or, having to pay a stipend to make you move to the area so that you can work for us. They can hire somebody in Chiang Mai. They can hire somebody in Deutschland. They can hire somebody down under. They can hire somebody wherever they want to because they're the very best fit for the job rather than the best out of a certain population. So that is a huge benefit. The biggest problem, so to speak, or potential problem, is that some people who are used to managing workers that in, a physical space might not know how to change over their management skills to a way that they can actually feel comfortable managing a remote team. There's definitely a lot of tools that they can use that will help them. I know my two favorite tools, and I would be willing to bet Charlie and Rachel agree with both of these, is Slack and Zoom. So you were talking about ways to connect via video. You mentioned Skype. It's okay. But Zoom is really the best that we found. You can share your screen. You can see each other. And I've connected even from Yellowstone National Park to a meeting via Zoom on my computer. You can do it on your phone. And then in addition to that, you can record the meetings. And then Slack is just the best way. It's, inter-office communication, just like you might have in any office. But it's something that you can connect to from anywhere. We've got a bunch of different channels, everything from, marketing and advertising to we've got a science behind the brand channel so that we can find really cool articles that show, why we do what we do and why it's important. And we have a random session so we can talk about things that aren't work related and, everything from content collaboration to just a general channel. And we can search everything. It makes for a great way to connect with people through both Slack and Zoom while actually being able to have the remote work, the positives of remote work. And, one more thing that I didn't mention about positives of remote work is, it reduces stress. Studies say that remote workers suffer stress-related illnesses less by 80% chance. So 80% of diseases are triggered by stress, and you don't have quite as much stress when you're working from, some people say working from home. I used to say working from Wi-Fi, and I usually now say work from wherever, because oftentimes I connect via hotspot from, like I mentioned before, the middle of Yellowstone or the Grand Teton National Park.
I love it.
What a fabulous opportunity to be able to do that. I mean, look at just the amount of time it cuts down. The amount of more things you can put on your plate. Not that your plate needs to have more things on it, be bigger. But the things that you get a chance to do that maybe you wouldn't have a chance to do otherwise. I think that opportunity, you know, the lost opportunity is, I think a lot of people look at that and go, man, you know. Because I know I've talked to a number of people in a number of different industries. They would love to do the old term work from home, but with your new term work from wherever, they would love to do that now. They'd take that over a pay increase.
Right. Yeah. Collapsing time, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's what, you know, technology allows us to do, which again, to your point, Alan, as an entrepreneur, you know, we look at cost opportunity and, or, you know, and you stated lost opportunity because time, you know, again, we only have a certain amount. So collapsing it and using technology to help is definitely an amazing way to go. So why did you guys come together? Why'd you start this? Like, I know we've heard a little bit about the history of what you guys do, but, you know, you, Charlie, and Rachel came together, and how did that dynamic happen? And, you know, it's always an interesting story because why I want to share this part of it with our audience is I think, you know, people can relate and say, well, man, I never really have, you know, I know so-and-so and so-and-so, and I think we'd be really great at that. And that's, you know, essentially how Alan and I came together is we started this show based on a lack of conversational podcasts out there that allow, you know, more of this type of storytelling and giving tools and, you know, things like that. So long roundabout, but I'd love to hear about, you know, how you guys came together, you, Charlie, and Rachel.
Well, we have all been connected through Colorado, even though I'm the only one that still lives in Colorado.
Good for you.
And you can read more about it on the website, but Charlie and I met at a dinner called Legit Picnic, which is basically a barbecue that's way better with way better food. And then Rachel and I actually met on an airplane, appropriate since she's the director of travel. We met on an airplane going from Denver to Atlanta because I'm actually originally from Atlanta. And the way that the company came together is that we've all been working remotely, whether, you know, full-time or partially, for quite some time. And there are challenges to remote work, even though there are so many great things that are around remote work. There's challenges with pretty much anything in life, unfortunately. And you just have to overcome those challenges. And, you know, Charlie was struggling with not having, you know, FaceTime with people. She was originally working for a business that she was a solopreneur, as I believe the term is, and working from home, isolated, not getting enough FaceTime, and realizing that there needs to be more connection. And there are just things, everybody struggles with something different. I know I've mentioned to some people, anybody that knows me knows that the work, play, rest mantra is something that I try to incorporate, and even more so that work-life harmony is a very important thing to me. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about work-life balance these days, and I don't believe that's a real thing. It's not like a teeter-totter, and it goes up and it goes down, and you're doing work now, and you're doing life now. It's really kind of all at the same time. So you really have to figure out a way to have harmony in work and life, you know, and have you don't just turn off work and turn on life. It kind of all comes at you at the same time, and you just have to figure out a way to blend those together in a harmonious way. Charlie actually came to me and said, hey, I have this idea. I want you to be a part of it. And I was like, oh, I'm totally interested. She said to Rachel, I have this idea. And Rachel's like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy, but wait, Summer's involved? Okay, I'm really interested. If you're involved and Summer's involved, I'm super interested. And Charlie came to us, it was sometime, I'm guessing, early the middle of March of 2016, and she came prepared with a PowerPoint presentation that had so many slides and so much information, from business plan to how are we going to do X, Y, and Z. and how, why she picked the two of us and why she knows that we're the right people for the job. And there was a lot of information, and we were both really impressed. And she said, you know, marinate on this information and get back to me. I don't know if she said a day or 2 days or whatever it was. I said, no, you know, I don't need to marinate. I'm 100% in. I know that this is what I want to do. I love working in the event space. They're both, Charlie and Rachel, have very beautiful minds, very beautiful souls. We all kind of teach each other things, which is great. And it's really empowering to have such strong women around me all the time. And we, you know, the triangle is a pretty strong shape. So the three of us make a nice, strong triangle.
I love it. I love it. And it's key. You know, harmony is such a, you know, powerful way to create, you know, things in our world, whether it be business or life. And, you know, think about the harmony. And often I think about nature. And I'm immersed in nature where I live, you know, with a state park behind me and the Gulf of Mexico in front, where I watch nature, and the harmony of it is so important. In fact, one of the coaches, you know, that I have often talked about the fact that, you know, human beings are the only ones that are, you know, somewhat foreign to their own environments, and cause so much, you know, conflict, when really all we need to do is, you know, find what makes us happy and, you know, in harmony with each other. And that's the key. And it sounds like you guys grabbed that and created an amazing business. I love it. Alan.
Opportunities are abundant. I tell you, I wish I was, you know, I wish I was in your shoes to be able to do some of the things that you do. And I know that, you know, you guys are kind of like trailblazers. You've picked a niche that, that I think is going to be a very huge niche, but not a niche, maybe a mainstream as time goes on here. And with those kind of events, with those kind of pivots that happen in companies' culture, what do you see as maybe the biggest opportunity in the next couple of years for remote companies?
I mean, the biggest opportunity for remote companies, I feel like that's a multifaceted question. But because I think one of the biggest strengths of having a remote team is being able to choose, like I said, from that larger pot of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did think about this in the sense of a blue ocean, because they're really, when you look at competitors, obviously when you're starting a business, you look to see who are our competitors. And we looked for competitors, and, you know, there are certainly people that create retreats. There are people that work with remote teams. There's not much of a combination, and the people that do create retreats that we found really don't have something as customized as we offer. They may have, there's a lot of companies, like, for instance, Remote Year has, you know, you go on this remote journey with other people that are remote workers, not necessarily on the same team, but you build a bond and you go on a trip. And there's other similar companies that may have, you know, a month-long thing, or there's an event in Chiang Mai, and there's a really great event that's 7 years long called 7 and 7, and Kairi, I'm not sure how to pronounce her, Mianic, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, but she's the one that put that together with one or two other people. 7 and 7, they're having remote teams going to all 7 continents to do a conference. Mind you, that's only once a year, and it might not be the same people. I've been on a company retreat with company that I work for as well, and after going on that retreat, I had the experience of feeling really connected to the people who I was already on conference calls with, people who I was sitting on a conference call with, you know, every week, and I'd hear their voice, and I never had a face to the name, and I never really knew who they were, where they were about. I might have known what their name was, but I'd go to my boss and say, hey, you know how this guy said this thing? And he'd be like, well, yeah, you know, his name is Mac, and he lives in Pittsburgh. And, okay, well, I had this information that this is his name, but I didn't know him until we went on a company retreat together. And when we went on a company retreat together, now I care about him. I've met his girlfriend. I am interested in what's going on in his life. I have the drive to, and, you know, that's just one of many on a team. You know, I care about all these people that I've met. I am able to say on the conference call, oh, yeah, you know how Jamie said this. I think it's a great idea. And I actually have a connection to that person rather than just hearing a voice. I actually care about the people, and it really makes you care about their opinions more when you actually know the person.
No, I totally agree, and I think you've hit the nail right on the head. I mean, I would imagine also with remote opportunities, when you're connecting with somebody, you're 100% present. You know, I come from my background is in architecture, and you know, we had open plans, open offices where there may be 100 people, and I could, you know, lean over my cubicle and talk to 6, 8, or 10 people. And I think that commonality, that locale was taken for granted, knowing what I know now and seeing what's happening in the future, a lot of wasted time. And I would imagine that not be the case. I know with Chris and I, we have fun. Do we waste a little bit of time? I mean, we probably do. But when we get together, it's business on. We respect each other's time. We respect the technology we're using to do that. And I would imagine that that is a commonality in remote teams. Is that true, or is that just something that is aloof in Alan's head here?
I mean, I think it's true. However, you still have to work at it just like you do at an office. When you get together and have a meeting, of course, since you and Chris know each other very well, and you know when you have this hour set aside, this is what you're doing. That didn't probably happen organically immediately. You have to work on something like that. So
for sure,
it's really amazing thing that you really have to work on as well. I mean, when you have a conference room meeting, you have certain norms, like you get up and you from your desk at some point and you walk to the room and you sit down, and you know, either you get out your notepad or you have your computer, but you have a certain sort of ritual in getting into the meeting. And we have a similar ritual, and obviously we step away from what we're doing to go into our virtual conference room. And we actually have a ritual that we do, which we also discussed on our most recent podcast for Rebel and Connect Radio. So I won't get too much into it, but we start by having a moment of centering, and then we do what we call the abundance, which brings, you know, abundant energy into our space. And then after that, we do a popcorn, which shares how you're feeling. You could say anything like Alan maybe would have said, feels like Friday, could be a hyphenated word. We do 5 words, and I usually say something along the lines of, I'm hungry, you know, and what's really beautiful is we have the meeting, and then after the meeting, regardless of how fun or stressful the meeting may be, at the end of the meeting, we close, and we do the popcorn again, and it is amazing. We are always more positive at the end. Even if we came pretty positive, we're even more positive. We're more motivated. We feed off of the energy of each other. And when we have problems, instead, you know, we don't say, you know, this is a problem, we're going to stop. We have problems. Everybody does. We have, whether it's, you know, between one of the three of us with another one, or one of the three of us in an outside source, or if it's just a problem within the business that we need to solve. We stick together and work together until we figure it out. And even though it may be frustrating as it's happening, it's something that we solve at the end. And we're always happier when we get off the call and we're able to have that time with each other. So, you know, yes, you do need to make some sort of ritual to make sure that you, whatever's best for your team, of course, to make sure that you are ready and in that space. So it's just the same as somebody could sit there on their phone at a meeting. Obviously their manager wouldn't be that great if they allowed that. But Charlie's got her background in program development, and she's got a lot of experience in the coaching world. And she is actually hosting our next live virtual training on April 28th, which is Making Meaning, 5 Ways to Promote Human Connection on Remote Teams. And I know she's going to do a section on creating rituals. So that's something to definitely pay attention to as well.
Well, we're definitely going to listen to that. I can tell you that right now. I know awesome. I am.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So we've learned advantages of being remote, both for workers and employers, teams. We talked about some ideas of, you know, the fact of harmony and, you know, really working towards that and collaborating with each other and other companies that are similar, instead of looking at it, you know, from a competition standpoint so very much. And, you know, we know this term very well, Alan and I, blue ocean thinking. That's why we created this show, is to bring that and guests like yourself and ideas to the table so that people can think outside of what, you know, current awareness is given them. So then we moved on and we talked about, you know, the fact that you have to work at this and care for the others that you're collaborating with and being remote, and the fact that retreats, you know, allow you to do that on a physical standpoint. What I'd like you to give our audience today, and I think would be, you know, definitely beneficial, is, you know, what are the services you guys provide at Rebel and Connect? How can people work with you? And where do they contact you? And I think those through three things. What, you know, how do they contact you? And again, giving, you know, the services that you guys provide and some ideas. So I know you guys do some consultation as well, right?
Definitely. Yeah, we have.
And by the way, I love Abundance. I'm going to start doing
really
my Abundance.
It makes you
dance.
Feel kind of goofy when you do it, but if you can't feel goofy with your team, then what can you do with them?
Yeah, right. I love it. So, Alan, Abundance is coming up, brother. It'll be on our Facebook Live show. We're going to actually do an abundant dance. So we'll come up with some music behind that, Alan.
Perfect. Well, I'll
sorry, I cut you off
we
there.
We can let you pick the music. No, you're good.
All right, I love that.
Where you went with that.
I love that. Yes. So thanks for that idea. So carry on.
Yeah, so we have a few different ways that you can connect with us, obviously. Just like everybody else, we've got Facebook, we've got Instagram, we've got Twitter. We are on LinkedIn. Those are the social networks that we currently use. We have a few videos on YouTube, but that's, we're not going to add too much until we have everything pretty solid. We do have a free Facebook group for everybody called Remote Work Think Tank, and on our website, www.rebelandconnect.co, you can find the link there, or you can just search Remote Work Think Tank on Facebook. We'd love to have remote workers, remote leaders, people who would love to collaborate in any area to come join us, rebel against your social isolation, and connect with other remote workers. So come join us there. And then as far as the services that we offer, we do, our main services that we offer are, we have the Discovery Package, the Atlas Package, and the Concierge Package. And it's in that same order. It's coaching, consultation, and then full-on project management. So with the Discovery Package is kind of your intro package, so to speak. You'll get a full hour of coaching on program development, an hour of coaching on travel, and an hour of coaching in events to help you get clear with what it is that works for you. Me personally, I mean, obviously I have the expertise and the knowledge around creating retreats and doing events, but you know, if I was more of a blank slate and I just knew what I wanted to do and what I like to do, I'd be like, okay, well, as I mentioned before, I'm in Silverton. I am a huge snowboarder. I used to compete on amateur and professional circuit and border cross, and I've done some free ride. So I love to get after it on the mountain. But if my team isn't exactly, okay, let's go hit the double black mogul on the first run of the day, let's jump off some cliffs, that might not be the best retreat for the team. I know there's some people that might do a zip line over a beautiful area when you're clipped in and don't even have to do any skill, and that may be a number 10 on their adventure skill, and it'd be more like, you know, maybe a 3 on mine. So we'll help the director to get clear of what will work for your team. And similarly, maybe you have a team that's mostly introverted, or even if it's mostly extroverted, you've got those few people that are introverts. They might not want to stay in a group house because it might be too much information for them. So whatever it is, Charlie's going to obviously focus more on program development, Rachel on travel, and I've got events, so that kind of ties everything together, you know, the how of what we're doing, and really digging deep into that. I will provide them with the recorded sessions as well as a survey to take back to their team. And before they meet with us, there is actually a guided meditation as well that they can use to kind of put themselves in the right place. And then the discovery session is the building block of our other two packages. So if you are doing the Atlas or the Concierge, you get the discovery session as well. The Atlas package then adds on a roadmap, so to speak. It's a virtual roadmap, so you get not only information on the event spaces that we suggest and the locations, like hotels or houses, and the speakers and the musicians and whatever it is that you need for your perfect retreat, but you'll also get if they're our network provider, you'll get a podcast recording that lets you get to know them as a person. You'll get to see their live training. You'll get all these things bundled in so that you can really make an informed decision on the network providers that are already vetted by us. We also can do research and find other people if it's, that's something we specialize in, as well as connecting and, finding the right people, so you don't show up to have a snorkeling tour and, oh, actually, you had to bring your snorkeling mask. This wasn't the best company to use. We make sure that there is everything that you need wherever you're going. For the concierge package, that is just, full-on project management. We do everything. We book your plane ticket. Rachel will do that. Not myself. Rachel would do that. Rachel would make sure to have ground transportation ready for you. I would organize and make sure that we have the perfect catering, that we cater to everybody's diets and preferences, religious or otherwise, for food. Make sure that you don't have to think if something goes wrong at the event. We'll have somebody on the ground at the event to make sure that if anything goes wrong, they already have a plan B, C, D, and E. A correctly executed event, it still has problems, but if you do it right, there are very few people, if any, that know that there were problems. When something happens, I'd spoken with a guy recently that he used to do event planning, and he can't do it anymore because he couldn't stand when he found a catering business that had everything squared away, and he thought he had everything planned for the event, and he was ready to go, and then last minute, oh, actually, we have to cancel on you. He's like, well, I don't want to have to figure out lunches for all of these people, and that's something that you've got on your back burner as an event planner. You're ready, you're in there, ready to solve any problems that happen last minute, and it really keeps you on your toes. Like I said, I'm spontaneous by nature. That comes in handy because I'm great at planning, but my spontaneous nature allows me to think on my feet, and it keeps it interesting. But some people can't really handle that stress situation. So as a concierge package, we'll make sure to not only have everything planned for you, getting people from point A to point B, et cetera, but also have somebody on the ground to anticipate and fix any problems that may arise.
That's awesome. So Alan and I like our retreats to have the pool bar. Can you do that?
Oh, can we start off with the pool bar?
Definitely. I went to a wedding. One of my best friends got married in Chicago back in September, and they started their wedding with an hour-long cocktail hour before the service, and I thought that was awesome. So it worked out well for them. I'm sure it would work out well for y'all.
That sounds great.
I love it. I love the a la carte sort of thing. Opportunities.
Exactly. 100% custom.
Yeah, that are cool. I want to dig just time's going by fast. I want to dig just a little bit deeper into kind of the DNA of what happens when folks get together from remote locations to an event like yours. And, you know, company culture and company vision and company mapping and so forth for any company can be difficult in creating that continuity between all the employees and all the partners of that company when they're in one building. My guess is that it might be a little bit more. I know for Chris and I, we've spent a lot of time working on this, and maybe other companies do, but is the company culture for a company that's built remotely challenged? And if it is challenged, when they show up at one of your events, one of your retreats, can they solidify, maybe create and solidify their company culture, that create that bond that just can't quite be created remotely?
Yeah, it's a really good question and point that you bring up. It is not a simple task to, you know, create a culture of meaning within your company, to have your company culture reflected through all of your employees. I was actually reading something the other day. It was a really nice bar graph that showed, you know, where does your, you know, how do you find the right people for your company culture, and where is it that you basically grab them with that culture? And it was by a large margin in the interview process. So when you are interviewing somebody and bringing them onto your team, it's really something that'll stand out in that interview. You know how you get the feeling of like, okay, this person's totally not going to fit in with our company, or you're like, oh my gosh, this person, I want to be friends with them. It's definitely something that starts there. But especially when you have a team that's growing or changing, or even if you have the same company, like you guys have each other for a long time, when you are creating your culture of meaning, there's really expertise that comes into that. And that's where Charlie's expertise comes in. She's got the coaching background and, you know, does program development. She geeks out on systems. She's awesome. And she's the person that'll find, you know, she'll find the right people to work with your team. And, you know, we've got in our last month's network provider that was highlighted as the Maydays, and they're out of the UK. They're an improv comedy group. And if you haven't seen Get Wave Training or listened to that podcast, they're both so amazing. You really feel like you're in the room with them. And I was unaware until I met them, or, you know, so to speak, met them digitally, in that improv is something that you can actually use to help your team. And one thing that was cool, they said that, you know, CEOs are coming in the room, and you might have a retreat where it's just office people that are like, oh my gosh, really, you're going to make me do improv? You're going to make me play this silly little game? And they said they can see a huge transformation. At first, they're like very reluctant to do what the improv team is asking them to do, and then they get into it. And when they get into it, it breaks down those walls. It helps you really connect with people on a different level. So, yeah, we can definitely help you, your team, to create and enhance and create a culture of meaning within your team. And that's really best done in a physical space and in real time. So we can have the virtual trainings, and those will certainly help, but especially in the interim. But when we actually get together and have a retreat and have people in the same space, you can really, really enhance that culture of meaning.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, for all the listeners out there might be asking themselves, you know, can this fit with our company? Give us an idea, kind of maybe a rundown, if you will, of the types of companies, or maybe even better yet, the industries that you guys have served through the clients that have come through your doors.
There's certainly availability to help with any kind of company. We certainly focus on remote teams because a combination of it's even more important for a remote team to have retreats. It's also something that, you know, we realize that remote teams or the remote worker is a persona that is increasing in the workspace. So we know that there's going to be more need to have connection with remote teams. Any kind of company that is able to work remotely, I mean, it would be harder if you're trying to work in a factory, you're probably not going to be a remote worker, but there's different types of jobs popping up in the remote space. A lot of event professionals do work remotely. Obviously, a lot of people that work in IT, they work remotely. There's a lot of different industries, and also a larger company that may have a team that's IT that works remotely, they may have their marketing team in the office. I mean, marketing people can be remote as well, but there might be a space in your company to do a retreat for your, you know, C-level execs, as well as do a retreat for marketing and do a retreat for IT. However, maybe you need to get those teams together. One of the certificate that I got during college, I've got a few different things that I studied, and my certificate in technology, arts, and the media through the Atlas program at the University of Colorado, they focused on making sure that you had a well-rounded breadth of knowledge about different areas. So I have intro to, you know, Flash. I have introduction to, you know, I know a little bit about MySQL, and I know databases and all these different types of, you know, a little, it's dabbling. You know, I don't know full on how to create an excellent Flash site, but I've done some Java and some JavaScript. And the idea is that when you get in the room with your team and you're talking to them, and they say, well, you know, that is not possible because of XYZ, rather than being, you know, somewhat ignorant or unlearned and saying, well, I know you can do that, just do it. You would actually understand, okay, well, the computer system doesn't work this way. That's not something that you can do. Or, it's, you know, we need to find another way for it to be optimal. So it's really helped me in learning with, you know, with building a company. But also, I think that's important with every company that exists, is that you can have your teams talking well to each other. You don't want your IT team to resent your marketing team. You want them to work together and to understand each other, not only in business but as people. So it's really any team that you can benefit from bringing them together, and potentially multiple teams within your company.
Gotcha. Makes total sense. You're a very articulate woman. I just want to give you kudos. You really know your industry, but you know yourself. And hats off. I know it's not a question, but hats off to you. for doing that. What, we're talking about, what's happening in the industries and so forth. And I know you guys are constantly, you know, thinking about ways to pivot to help your organization and to help your clients. What's the next big thing on the horizon, for Rebel and Connect?
We have an event going on in Atlanta, which is going to be awesome. You guys are podcasters, so I'm sure you've probably heard of the Millennial Entrepreneur Podcast. Mm-hmm. That podcast, the host of that podcast is Arnie Geske, and he is going to be the guest speaker at this event. It's a digital marketing think tank, and it's about how to automate your marketing and sales processes and to get sales while you sleep. So that's actually going to be hosted in Atlanta on April 26th. From 3 to 6 p.m., and then there after the think tank, there's a social networking portion from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's hosted at Torch Top Brewing, which is a newer brewery in Atlanta that just got started. They had their one-year anniversary party about a week ago, not this past weekend, but the one before that, so beginning of April, and they are on Ponce de Leon Avenue downtown, and they are really excited to have us. They have food, they have beer, they also have they have games, so it's going to be a really good time for everybody that comes on down to that. And you know, I was listening to a podcast yesterday that was talking about, you need to all of the time be networking. Every time that you're talking to somebody, you can look for a way to, and it was Jeff Hoffman was the guy that was interviewed, and that was on Entrepreneur Decoded. And he was saying that you always need to be networking with people. Every time that you're talking to somebody, look for a way how you can help each other. And it was, you know, that's something that we really believe. So when you come out to the think tank and hang out with Arnie and Rebel and Connect, you'll be able to network with us, to network with other people in real time and have fun and play bocce ball inside.
Awesome. I'm looking at the time, and boy, we've been on for almost an hour here, and it just goes by so very, very fast. goes by quick. I just want to say that, you know, Summer, it's been a joy having you on the show. You know, co-founder, director of program development at Rebel and Connect. I'll get it right. I swear to God, I'll get it right. It must be a dyslexia thing. Anyway, Summer, it's been a real joy having you on the show. But before you go, I want to ask you one final question. Something that we'd like to leave our audience with. And what one bold move, maybe it's something you've talked about, maybe it's something you're holding off till the end of the show, but what one bold move would you like to leave the audience with today?
Yeah. So I would like to say that really the only way forward in life is to lead with love. It's something that's really important. I actually got the phrase from Travis Rice, and he was doing an interview on Facebook Live, and he said, you know, the only way forward is with love. And I was like, okay, that really resonated with me. That's also something that, I mean, it just keeps coming up. It's something when I was interviewed on Engel Jones' conversation podcast, he asked me, what have you been doing consistently for the last, I'm not sure how many years? And I said, you know, love. I love people with my whole heart, and that's definitely a strength and a weakness, but it's really more a strength than anything else. And if you aren't, Alan, I think you mentioned in the beginning, you know, if you have love and passion for what you're doing, then you can really do a great job at it. So just lead with love and onwards and upwards always.
There you go. Awesome. Awesome. Summer Weirich, co-founder, director of events at Rebel and Connect. Thank you so much for being on the show. Audience, thank you so much for giving us your time and letting us indoctrinate your ears with some new technologies and some new ways maybe of doing business and maybe some new opportunities that might populate your business down the road. Anyway, thank you so very much for being on the show. For everybody that has any questions, pop us over at info@thinkboldbebold. Populate your questions. If you got any ideas, if you've got some people that you'd like us to chat with, be sure to make note of that. And we'll make all the information that Summer gave us today, the links and so forth, available on the site so that you have those to be able to follow up with. So wonderful. Hey, Chris, are you back?
I am here. And thanks so much, Summer, for coming on. You're a wonderful guest, and I love the insight and your experience that you shared with our audience and yours. So really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and I love your podcast, and you guys are awesome.
Thank you. Alan, always a pleasure, my friend. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying something nice for someone today.